I'd like to call this meeting of the Taney County Commission this Monday, June 17th, 2013, to order and call upon County Auditor Rick Finley to offer an opening prayer. Mr. Finley?
Heavenly Father, we come before you this morning and we want to thank you for the blessings that you give us. And we come, dear Lord, just praying that you just give us godly wisdom that we could use in our human frailties. We know that we just have trouble making decisions that would be the way that you'd want them to sometimes because we have these human failures. And we just pray that you just help us to get past those. We pray that you would just be with each and every one of the elected officials in this county, be with the elected officials in the state, with our nation and around the world, dear Lord, that you just be with them and give them godly wisdom. Pray for those that may be in harm's way and lift those up to you, Lord, and especially soldiers and the soldiers' families that are suffering because of their way, that you'd be with them and just comfort them. Just lift all those up to you, Lord, and we also want to pray for those that may need your healing hand, that you'd be with that and lift them up to you, Lord, knowing that you're the great healer. We just pray all these things in your son's name. And these things we ask. Amen.
Mr. Strahan, will you lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Commission remarks. Accounts payable.
Motion for approval of accounts payable. Checks 3340-68 to 3341-45, 3341-46 to 3341-47, and warrants 5798, and a transfer from J.E. from transfer station to the road and bridge for the salaries. And in that request on check 3341-46, there needs to be a correction on the submittal of some mileage odometer readings, and I would expect that to be taken care of before the check is issued.
Second? Is there a second?
Will that change the...
What that means is that, if I'm not mistaken, that the correct odometer readings will be put in. The check will be issued after that occurs.
Will it change the amount of the check, though?
No.
So we're going to change the odometer readings to reflect the amount of mileage that they put in?
Yes.
Second?
Discussion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries. Would you inform the county auditor for me of that decision on that one that we're holding? I say that because I know he had discussions with the party this morning. Thank you very much. Drop that by Joanna. She's the one directly in contact with.
Okay, thank you.
I don't think we have to sign that one. Payroll.
Motion for approval of payroll.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded to approve payroll. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries. Previous meeting minutes. We have minutes from May 13th, May 16th, May 28th, June 3rd, and June 10th.
Motion for approval.
Would that be as corrected?
As corrected.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded to approve prior commission minutes dated May 13th, May 16th, May 28th, June 3rd, and June 10th. As corrected. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries. Your hand goes down to Stacy. Thank you, sir. Lone Star Cemetery.
Deed, Ron, that we're dealing with here, and a contract. I know there was some things that needed to be taken care of as a request from the county commission, and have those things been completed that you know of?
Well, what we have in front of us is a quitclaim deed. From Lone Star Church of God to the Taney County Commission for Taney County, Missouri. And then there is an Exhibit A that is attached. And it asks for all of our signatures. I don't see anything on here, though, from the attorney. Interesting to note on their articles of incorporation, three individuals, A.L. Gimlin, Mildred Wilson, and Louise Hayworth. Interesting, isn't it? I would suggest that we pass this through to County Council to make sure that, number one,
I think it's where
we accept this, and then there's nothing from him here.
From them on approval?
Nothing from the council.
I know that in discussions that he has approved that, but what, it's not in written form before us. The thing of it is this is for a piece of property where the sole purpose is for burial plots, and can't be used for anything else. And they came before the county commission requesting that that particular acreage that was donated be changed to reflect that.
Give me just a second here. You know, I've misstated this. It's not from Lone Star to Taney County. It's from Taney County to Lone Star.
That's what I'm...
My apology. Witness that said party, the first part, forwarding consideration the sum of $10 and other valuable consideration to be paid by said party, the second part, the receipt of which is hereby acknowledged, does by these presents remiss, release, and forever quit claim under the said party, the second part, the following described lots, and then it describes, has the legal description of that particular piece of property and a copy of the plat with it. It also has copy of the warranty deed wherein Klaus Smithson and Wilma Dean Smithson deeded it to the County Court of Taney County for a burial ground. So,
right.
So you're exactly right in your comments.
And the transfer was to be made because it was transferred to Taney County when it should have been donated to the...
Well, let me clarify. We don't need to have a lawyer's opinion when we have the deed in front of us from the lawyer that he wants us to sign. So that was my mistake. Do I have a motion and approval of the quitclaim deed?
The deed is from whom?
It's from Taney County. It's a quit.
Who wrote the deed? Has Frank looked at this?
Yes.
Before I do anything, I want something signed off on him. Signed off by him. Because we normally get a paper that says true to form or approved to form. And I'd rather him.
It's his form. I think that we should make sure. I understand what you're saying. Can we move this to Thursday?
I would. I think it can be cleared up with Nikki if she would. If you want to move it down on the list, I think she can come down here and has probably the documentation. Maybe I'm the only one that's talked to Frank.
I think you're the only one.
Let's move it to Thursday until we have a document from council. Is that all right? We will just reschedule this for Thursday. Airport board appointments.
In case you guys are wondering, what I showed was a text saying that it hasn't been approved yet. So there's this miscommunication between our offices, I guess.
Thanks,
Brandon. Sorry, I didn't mean to. Go ahead.
No, glad you clarified that. We have an email from Mark Parent regarding airport board member nominations. We have two individuals that are currently serving on the airport board, Dr. Glenn Cameron and Bill Jones, whose positions are up for either reappointment or appoint someone else within those positions. Dr. Cameron and Bill Jones have both indicated they would be happy to continue in their position if so selected to do so.
I make a motion for approval of both those individuals back to the airport board. Mr. Cameron's been on there since the very beginning and very good board member, and Mr. Jones was appointed later on. And
you said approval. Can we say reappoint?
Reappoint.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded to reappoint Dr. Glenn Cameron and Bill Jones to the airport board. Discussion.
What's the term length? Just curious.
They're staggered terms, but it's 4 years.
4 years.
Discussion. All in favor of the motion, say aye.
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 Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries. Fill dirt agreement.
There's Randy there.
Morning, Randy.
Are you back?
Gentlemen, we have in front of us a fill dirt agreement. It's an agreement and a request from Joe Novak. It says on the page, unlimited. Randy, would you like to address this?
Basically, I think what Joe's requesting is some dirt that he can use along. He borders Scenic Drive, which is a county-maintained road, and he's just wanting to build a better end slope there on his own property there to where he can mow and maintain along the roadway.
You're talking down here off Y Highway?
No.
No?
Valley View. He owns a property where the old horse barn.
Oh.
Right there.
That's okay.
Now that's, I believe that's the address that's on there.
So. Motion for approval of the fill dirt agreement. Mr. Novak.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded to approve the fill dirt agreement by and between Joe Novak and Taney County. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries. Exec session. This has been a quick day.
Motion to go into executive session.
Do we have to wait until 10 o'clock?
Do we have to wait until then to go in and then?
Yeah, we should. Because that's what it's scheduled for on this agenda. Let's stand in recess until 10 a.m.
Here's my question on that. And I understand that we will have to wait till 10.
It'd be nice just to move right into it.
Oh, I don't disagree.
Well, I think we go into recess after that till we actually move into it. But I guess we're just waiting. But if we don't, we'll have to go into it in open session and then move upstairs. That's the reason I stated it like that. But that's fine.
Well, my point is we can't go into it until it's scheduled, so we